At the Agricultural Media Summit, I'm visiting with Rick Eakins with FMC. And Rick, first of all, I got to thank FMC for sponsoring my coverage of this event this year. Really appreciate that. We've visited actually a couple times, but most recently on a field plot tour, and we'll touch on those here in a second. But I think the first thing is to get an update on how things are going with the Stand and Be Heard National Anthem singing contest that you've got going on, which is now in the voting stage.
We couldn't be more pleased with how it's going. We have about 170 entrants in this contest, and at last viewing, we had over 60,000 votes. So the voting is going crazy. We've got two more weeks of voting to go to determine who our four finalists are, and then we'll fire up the video camera and we'll do some new recordings of those folks, and we're anxious to get this to the end and hand out some scholarship money.
So what are they going to win when we get to the end result and we got a winner?
We've got $25,000 in scholarship money that we're giving out for this contest. So there'll be a grand prize winner and then three other finalists as well. So we're really excited about it. We're glad that we can support some of our agriculture youth in their college careers.
Well, right now, as you mentioned, people can vote for their favorite by going to the website, which we'll put a link into the story post about this. But let's talk about field tours, because I was at one in Nebraska. You've, I think, completed a round of those right now. How did those come out? What kinds of feedback and interaction did you have with farmers and retailers around the Midwest?
We have. It's been a very busy couple of months, these last few months. And we still have a few events going on, some more localized ones. But we've had more than 5,000 ag retailers come through and look at the way that Anthem and Anthem ATZ are performing against the standards. We've been very pleased with weed control. We've been very pleased with residual. When you and I talked earlier, we talked about the residual control that you get from Anthem, and it has proven out this year. And we talked about the spectrum of control. And I think the message that's been resonating this summer has been about resistant weed populations and the fact that with post-applied herbicides, it's been very difficult to get control of some of these weeds. Anthem is a pre-emerge solution to that problem. So when you've got water hemp issues or pigweed issues and you've got resistant issues out there and you need a herbicide that you can put down in front of that crop and get as long a residual as possible and control those resistant weeds before they come out of the ground, it's been very effective in the trials, and we're really anxious for this registration.
Yeah, I was going to say we're looking forward to that announcement when it comes out, and hope all goes well with that. Thank you, Rick Eakins, kind of giving us an update here on the Stand and Be Heard National Anthem Singing Contest, as well as field plot tours that FMC is doing around the country. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.